land of ours is under attack. Time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just gonna wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my bone. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land. From sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey everybody, welcome back into the show. Hour number two on this terrific Tuesday, February 6, 2024 edition. Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Joining us as usual in this segment is Ian Murphy. He's the owner of the Iron Pig Smokehouse there in downtown Gaylord. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Trucker Randy.
You had sent me, say, court notice, and I would like you to start off in this short segment by teeing it up. What is it exactly that you got notified of?
So our case is being pushed right along. Iron Pig versus the Health Department of Northwest Michigan. We're having five statutes looked at and a declaratory action. So we're not seeking any money damages. We're just looking for some clarification, and we're seeking to have five more statutes ruled unconstitutional in the same fashion that Judge Hunter ruled the health code unconstitutional in January of 2022. So he is pushing this case right along. We just had a briefing deadline January 31st, so I have the health department's attorney's brief sitting here in front of me. And then we sent our brief in, and then immediately there following, Judge Hunter has set a April 9th, 2 p.m. in-person oral argument hearing is now set. So that is what I was sending you, was the April 9th, 2 p.m. in Otsego County, right here, literally across the street from us. We actually, after 4 years of being in court, we finally get to physically be in person. No more Zoom court, which has been sort of advantageous. But we get to plead our case in front of Judge Hunter, and we're gratefully looking forward to it.
Now, one of the things I find kind of interesting, because I plan on attending the event with you, is this is going to be open to the public, correct? This is not a closed-door type of hearing.
Absolutely open to the public. And it should be simulcast on Judge Hunter's YouTube courtroom page as well.
Okay, very good. Now, one other thing that I wanted to get clarification on when I read the notice over, this appears to be him hearing all of your pending claims in the lawsuit that you filed. I didn't see anything that looked different from your original case filing. He's including every single decision or relief you're seeking in your lawsuit.
Yeah, I mean, so the health department, so when we did this before, we kind of threw everything, including the kitchen sink, at them, which was, you know, included Whitmer, included all kinds of stuff. And there was a reason for that, and that was kind of a bit of an okey-doke. So what they got focused on was the Whitmer thing. You know, they wanted her out of the lawsuit and all this crazy stuff. And we're like, fine, fine, fine. We just want these two questions answered. And they stipulated to that. This go around with the local health department, they, in my opinion, I think they're a little bit out of their league. I think we've got a younger attorney defending the health department. And maybe woefully out of his depth. And I don't know this guy. He might be a great attorney, great guy. Don't know him from anybody. But when you're up against a judge that has basically already ruled in favor and the court rule says it has to go back to him, Judge Hunter is very well versed on his own court ruling from 2022.
Sure,
so they didn't stipulate to anything. At one point, they were going to seek to ask for another judge, which, by court rule, it has to go back to Judge Hunter. But they didn't stipulate to anything in this. So they are allowing all of our questions to go through, and rightfully so, because, again, we're seeking five statutes to be ruled unconstitutional.
Very, very interesting. We're going to continue the conversation. Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse there in Gaylord. I'm Chuck Arandy. We'll be right back.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Gaylord. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens in Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Montana Black Angus beef raised in Onaway, Michigan. Tolini Farms have been raising their cows by feeding them non-GMO corn, barley, wheat, and alfalfa hay, all grown on their own farm. Taking the Ebles for processing, aged, standard cut, vacuum sealed, and frozen, ready for immediate delivery directly to you. Call them today at 989-733-2782 for their current $4 per hanging weight pound. Quarters or halves will feed your family for a year. Call them right now at 989-733-2782.
Little Traverse Disposal in Harbor Springs supports this radio station, and we would like you to support them. Little Traverse Disposal is locally owned with hardworking guys that provide professional trash disposal for your home or business. You're already spending the money. Why not support a Northern Michigan-owned company who supports us? So call them today at 231-487-0780. Again, 231-487-0780.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
If you are a PIE&G electric customer, call and get on the PIE&G Connect Express today. Call 800-423-6634 to get connected to the best, fastest, most reliable fiber internet connection in northern Michigan. Faster than Frontier, speedier than Sunrise, all at an affordable price. So call them today at 800-423-6634 and get on the PIE&G Connect internet train. All aboard!
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Second segment of hour number two. Ian, I got a couple of text messages and basically going in the same direction I was going to tee you up with when we got back. What is the primary basis or the reason that you filed this lawsuit, went on the offense, and was challenging the health department and these statutes? What is ultimately like your end game? What are you hoping to accomplish?
That's a great question, and it's kind of two-parted. And the first part is really we want everybody to be able to make their own decisions for their own health, and we don't want a state or a local health department using power that they have available that they've never used before. And we saw it used during 2020 through 2022. And what we're trying to do is rein that back in. And a lot of it is about the language. So going back to the emergency powers of the governor, which was the executive orders from Governor Whitmer, the Supreme Court in 2020 knocked that down. If you look at that ruling and boil it down to, they said the words reasonable and necessary is what the words were given to Governor Whitmer. She can enact basically anything as long as it deemed reasonable and necessary. Well, Supreme Court found that a lot of her actions were not reasonable and necessary. So that is what has been Judge Hunter's basis for the health code 2253 that says may limit the gathering of people for any purpose. And he looked at that and said, boy, that is some very wide varying language that they used to enact curfews, to enact social distancing, sign-in sheets, all of the things that everybody is so familiar with over the last 3.5 years. That is what they used from those simple terms. So Judge Hunter's ruling comes out. We look at it and start reading. And one of his last paragraphs in his ruling, he says that there are other statutes that may suffer the same fatal flaw that we have pointed out and that he ruled unconstitutional. So what we actually did, and this is kind of at Judge Hunter's behest, if you will, we went back and started looking at these other mainly local health codes is what these are. So this affects our 4-county area that our Health Department of Northwest Michigan covers. And really what it is about, it's about that language, reasonable, right? So, for example, 2451, a condition which could reasonably be expected to cause death and disease. This is a local health director's power. I have an issue with that. The health department and the Department of Agriculture came after me, suspended me, threatened me with jail time because they reasonably believed that the iron pig harbored an infection. Now, it is on the record admitted by the health department that we never once had a single case of COVID-19 or even a single contact trace, that they ever once reached out to me, the owner, the license holder of this restaurant license. Never once. So all of these things are predicated on it. Five other statutes. The local one, 2453, is exactly like the state 2253. Prohibit the gathering of people for any part. So all of these other ones all go to the heart of the power that a local health officer, not even the health director, the power that these people have by using these statutes that were never intended to be used the way that they were, the power that they have gained, but yet the power that remains is what we're seeking to go after and rein in. So hopefully Judge Hunter will rule these unconstitutional, but what will then have to happen is our legislature will have to get back to work, get back to doing things bipartisanly, if that's a word, and readdress these statutes so they have a little bit more definition than, quote, reasonable. They need some metrics in there. Like I always say, the speed limit on I-75 up here in Michigan is 75. That is an easy metric for the state police or the local police to pull somebody over. That's what we're looking for, a little bit more specificity.
Now, on that point, and this is something I'm sitting here listening to you explain this, sometimes you have to be careful for what you wish for.
Sure.
Because we have this governor with this Democrat-controlled House and Senate, which will be, I believe, probably restored after these April elections. I'm hoping I'm wrong. I'm hoping the Warren District goes to the Republican and we end up with gridlock 55-55. But here's my problem. If you're going to ask this current legislature with this current governor having to sign whatever they pass, is that really a recipe for victory compared to what we currently have on the books?
And then that is a very legitimate question. Now, what I will say in first part, by design, the legislature is a slow process, right? And that's part of the governor's argument, why she usurped power from the legislature for the executive orders and then following with the emergency orders. The legislature cannot act fast enough in a time of an emergency, quote unquote. That's what they have said.
Right. Now, and that was the basis for her putting out all those executive orders.
Correct. So the precedent has been set by overruling the EPGA, which had no guardrails specifically for a time frame. The Emergency Management Act, which is still on the books, has a 28 or 30 day time frame that she or they must go back to the legislature and request another 30 days.
Right.
So, this is the kind of specificity that we're looking for on these things. These local ones, what they're actually doing is they're taking away my or your due process. A local health director or a local health officer, even worse, these are great people. I'm not trying to admonish our health inspectors at all.
Sure.
It's the simple fact that they have the power to come into my home if they deem me or my restaurant a, quote, health hazard, can reasonably be expected to cause death and disease. They can quarantine me. They can test me. They can force me into counseling. And then after it's all said and done, whatever that time frame is, they can lodge me, hold me, quarantine me for an extended amount of time. Then I get my due process, right? It's kind of like red flag gun laws that are now in effect. Or will be in 2 weeks.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Right. So your due process is after the fact.
Now, one thing I did want to get clarification on, this not only pertains to the Iron Pig, but I could see this ruling, these decisions actually affecting all of the restaurants, bars, whatever you want to call them in the state of Michigan, who have to follow these rulings according to the health department.
Well, that's kind of the idea, right? So these are local health statutes, right? They're state laws, but they're giving power to the local health director and the local health officers, which in most regards is exactly, I mean, we want the health inspectors to be able to, if they come into my restaurant and they see that I've got raw food sitting on top of cooked food, that's a health violation.
Right.
And if I'm repeatedly doing that, they need to be able to have that power to shut my restaurant down. But there are metrics that go along with that. There are things. It's not just so simple as saying this health person reasonably believes that I'm harboring an infection. We're simply looking for a little bit more language around that and the ability for my due process to potentially come first instead of you taking me out of my home or out of my place of business or deeming my place of business as they did for 2 years as harboring an infection while at the same time admitting there was zero infection in my restaurant. You can't have it both ways.
Can't have it both ways. Bottom line. So what's the plan of attack? What are we wanting to accomplish on April 9th as far as perhaps having some interested folks able to attend the court hearing? Would that help kind of show support from the community in order to show Judge Hunter, you know, how much people have interest in this case?
Absolutely. So at what I'm doing right now, and it's sort of serendipitous. So Nikki Snyder was in the restaurant a week or so ago. Actually, Tudor Dixon stopped by with her team. Commissioner John Turnbull was here the other day having lunch. So what we're planning to do is on that Tuesday, April 9th, we're going to have a luncheon here at the Iron Pig and then walk next door or across the street, I should say, to the hearing. And I do want people to show up. Anybody that wants to come have lunch with us. I'm hoping to get a few of our Senate candidates here. I know that a lot of our politicians, our state politicians, will probably be in attendance. So this is our first time to actually get to show our faces in court, and I would love for there to be tremendous support showing Judge Hunter exactly that he's on the right path. He has been since January of 2020. He needs to stay the course, and It cannot be overstated enough. This is not an attack on our local health inspectors or our health directors. This, again, remove the emotion. This isn't about COVID. This isn't about the individual health inspectors. It's about individual liberty and us being able to have due process in this entire thing. Because as we've seen, when we get due, when I got due process, the outcome is exactly how our founding fathers had intended.
Absolutely. The only problem we may have is because it is a Tuesday, Lansing should be in legislative session. However, and like you said, serendipitously, we might be lucking out because that special election, one of them isn't until the following Tuesday, April 16th. The other one is April the 26th. So without them necessarily having any real legislative agenda, very good chance we might have some state reps and state senators there.
Well, and I would say, do they really have a legislative agenda at this time?
Exactly, with this gridlock that we have going on. So, wow, fascinating story. So if you can, folks, plan on maybe joining us at the Iron Pig. I'll be getting off the air. Actually, I might actually come and do the show from the restaurant that day and be able to get off the microphone at noon and be there already so I don't have to drive over from the home studio and be able to, you know, visit with everybody there at the luncheon. I've already sent this to Dr. Sherry O'Donnell. She's one of the other candidates for U.S. Senate. She's trying to put it into her schedule to come up and support you as well. So it's going to be a good crowd, a good time, but most importantly, show Judge Hunter and the media, because I'm sure, Ian, you expect a lot of media will be there on that day.
I'm hoping to. I mean, I hope they don't have Iron Pig what do they call that? You know, just where they're overwhelmed. You know, I throw them stuff all the time, and usually they run with it. The nice thing is we've got a little bit of time. I mean, this is until April 9th, so we'll have time to kind of get our ducks in a row. And we will be live streaming the majority of the event. Again, it is open to the public, and it will be on Judge Hunter's YouTube channel as well, is my presumption.
Okay.
So, yeah, I do expect there to be some media there. For sure.
Okay. Very good. Excellent. Excellent. And I just posted on my X account, my Twitter account, that a polar vortex is coming. And they're saying that starting as early as this week, it's going to begin. And they said February 15th through the 20th, you might want to be prepared for an onslaught of cold winds and temperatures and lake effect snow. So hopefully we'll be seeing winter here soon over there in Gaylord for you.
You know, I've lived in Michigan long enough, and when I first moved out here from Las Vegas, the big joke was, if you don't like the weather in Michigan, just wait 10 minutes.
Exactly, exactly. God only knows, but excellent, excellent. And a point of clarification on the hours again. I wanted to make sure everybody's aware of your hours of operation for the winter.
7 days a week right now, 11 a.m. to about 10 p.m. most days. And then we're doing breakfast Saturday and Sunday, 9 to noon.
9 to noon. Excellent, excellent. Very good. And lastly, one of the things I did have one person ask me about, the separation of the business side where the bar and the restaurant tables are, as well as the room next door. They wanted to know if they could rent that out or have you be able to host them as a small party. They wanted to do kind of like, I think it's a wedding or a baby shower. Is that available to be done at the Iron Pig?
Generally, yes. I mean, it does depend on the day, but that's actually why we took that room. And when we first expanded to that side, we didn't put beer mirrors up, or it doesn't look anything like it does today. We've got pool tables in there. But the short answer is absolutely yes. We do that, especially this time of year. It gets a little tricky in the summertime, but reach out. We actually have some other places that we can host some events if we're not able to do it here.
Excellent, excellent, excellent. Okay, sir, greatly appreciate all the information, and we'll look forward to talking to you next week.
Thanks, brother.
On the hour news break of hour number two, we'll be right back.